racial equality. In the weeks before the November 3rd election, as polling suggested that former Vice President Joe Biden might stand on the precipice of a landslide victory, many who had spent the past 4 years fighting President Donald Trump took solace in a silver lining. Trump, with his egregious behavior and his penchant for saying the quiet part out loud, had removed a bandage that in recent decades has hidden America's deepest effects on race. In doing so, many of his opponents believed he had presented us with a once-in-a-generation opportunity to fix them. But election night brought a shock, if not a surprise, for those eager for the country to turn over a new leaf. While Biden remains favored to collect enough electoral votes to win and become the next president, the striking reality of the small gap between the two contenders left many despondent and fearful. This was not the total repudiation of Trump and Trumpism that so many had hoped for. Instead, in some quarters, it amounted to an embrace, with Trump actually increasing the total number of votes he'd received in 2016. Trump removed the gauze, but rather than healing the wound, we may now be watching it fester. It's no surprise that many Americans are only now catching on to this country's long history of systemic racism. In history class, most Americans learn of the past horrors of slavery and Jim Crow, but the line isn't always drawn to the present. When it is, it's often presented as a long arc of progress, one that bends towards justice, as famously described by Martin Luther King Jr., and often repeated in political rhetoric, most famously by President Barack Obama. But the reality is that race and racism continues to profoundly shape American life.